Welcome to Healing Black Woman. Today, we're actually going to be talking a little bit about a topic that's been on my mind for the past few weeks. Is that the reason why so many people are struggling alone? Even though help is supposed to be readily available and so much money has been spent on the healthcare system, the mental health care system, yet so many people are struggling with mental health issues. And we're definitely going to talk about this further going on through this podcast. But I wanted to emphasize the importance of not giving up when you really need to seek help. Not having fear of the outcome of what others may think of you, of losing your job, of people finding out certain things, because all you're doing is delaying the process of healing. Healing is not a band-aid that you put on. It's something that takes time, effort, self-motivation, and self-dedication to be able to achieve. And it is possible because millions of people do it every day. Someone is doing that right now. They're healing. They're overcoming through faith, through power, through self-dedication, self-motivation, and you can do it as well. It's hard finding a psychologist, psychiatrist, someone that matches you, that can relate to you, that you can feel is actually empathizing with you and with your needs. I thought about my own personal experience when I was struggling deeply with depression. I went and I saw a psychiatrist. I ended up there because I was severely depressed and I sought help for my own self until I, you know, not until, but before I went off the deep end, you know. And at the time, I didn't even have a vehicle. It was very difficult for me to make it to that location of that clinic, that hospital. Once I got there, all the psychiatrist did was shake my hand, have me sit, and he looked straight ahead into his computer and just kept typing away, never looked at me, never acknowledged me, just said yes, 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 wrote everything I said on the computer. Some people may wonder, okay, he's doing his job, but there's a major problem with that. Where is the connection? Where is the empathy? There was no connection, there was no empathy, so I felt very uncomfortable. I never went back, and I ended up getting worse because there was no help available for me. So it's very important to find someone that matches you, but then again, never give up. You might meet a psychiatrist, a psychologist that matches exactly what you need. And also, the healthcare system, especially with mental health, is very upside down. It's like a pyramid. But it's like the system of the pyramid is very upside down. And it doesn't cause people to have self-worth or even continue seeking help. It causes people to run away and hide. So it's very important that you help yourself first and never give up. I always say never give up because that's something that should be said repeatedly over and over again until you believe it. Never give up. Hello everyone, and I'm hoping that everyone is having a wonderful new year so far, 2019. It's a new year, so therefore new opportunities. We don't have to say new year, new me, because, you know, we're still us. I'm still me. As long as our thoughts are to move forward and improve,
our life and guide us through, that's the most important thing that we can do. I actually want to talk about something very important, that is friendship. Friendship is actually something very important. Everyone needs a friend. We're definitely not meant to be alone, become a hermit, secluded, 100% introverts. We're meant to be social beings because we actually learn from other people. Other people provide things that we need. It's for growth. So that's why I feel like it's very important to talk about friendship. The past 3 years have been difficult for me as far as friendships. I've lost 3 friends. They were very precious to me. They were very good women. And it was sad for me to lose them, for me to let them go, and for them to let me go. And for a long time, I didn't understand what was going on and why. But I had to realize that in life, sometimes things fall apart. And it's not always your fault. And you can come back from that. You can heal. So today I want to talk about 5 things that can help someone that is trying to overcome the loss of friendships or making friends, overcoming past sadness and hurt through friendships. The first thing you need to do is, number 1, forgive the other person for abandoning you, for letting you go, for talking trash, for throwing you under the bus, throwing dirt in your name, making lies about you. Forgiveness, it's not just for you, but it's for the other person as well. For you, it's a double-edged sword because it breaks you down. It makes you realize the situation, how you participate in the situation, what could have been done, what could have not been done. That's why it's very important to look inward. Number 2, self-worth. Self-worth is a very powerful tool for healing friendships and for healing negative emotions, negative anything actually, because self-worth is something no one can ever take from you. People can steal many things from you, property, basically a lot of different types of material things, but your self-worth no one can take, and that's something that needs to be fed. It needs to grow. You need to realize that no matter what happens, no matter who abandons you, what loss that happened to you in your life, your self-worth is very important. It's something no one can ever take from you. So through the friendship ending, it doesn't mean that your self-worth has also ended. Another step, which is step 3, is moving forward. You need to realize that the best thing for you to do now is move forward. Living in the past, reminiscing about it, contemplating it, wanting to go back and change things will not resolve the present issue. And the present issue is you need to get the step in, step forward. No matter how difficult it is, get up in the morning and say, I am worth it. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am a good friend. I can be a good friend. I can forgive you. I can forgive myself. Moving forward is a powerful tool to healing friendships. Making new friends. making new friends is actually possible for you. Just because you've lost multiple friendships doesn't mean new ones won't come along. Doesn't mean you can't make new ones. But definitely put yourself in the position to make new friends. Something like going to a gym, going for a walk, going for a run, just going out doing positive things can bring, you never know, through circumstances, people in your life that you just might need. But staying in bed, crying, sleeping, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are times where we need sleep. Sleep is also healing when done right. But going out and stepping forward outside is also a great part of healing, because it can also build confidence in our broken self-esteem. People will become attracted to us. People will come to us and seek out our friendships. Move forward. Get out the house. So it is possible to heal broken friendships. It is possible to let go of the friends who abandon you. It is possible to heal and forgive yourself for the friends you had to walk away from. It is possible to believe that friendships, new ones, can be built, and you can become a better friend, and the mistakes of the past won't haunt you because you're a better person now. You're a better version of you. Hope you guys enjoyed these mini advice about building something great.